So, you know, so since public records started to migrate to the internet, among the most popular things to do online is to search for family history and genealogical information. Here are some top genealogical sites online. You got Ancestry.com, Genealogy.com, RootsWeb.com, MyFamily.com. There's even like OBIT. Databases where you can search for the OBITs.
Yeah. And you have to keep them separate because there's, you know, there's not always great records of some of the immigrants who came in.
It differs from population to population. Right. Of course, the Mormons are famous for inspiring genealogical research in the United States. This morning, our partner, the New York Times, has a story about First Lady Michelle Obama that points up the popularity and availability of genealogical information, but also the sensitivity and challenges of searching for roots in some African-American families. Rachel Swarns is a Washington correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. So, Rachel, good morning. What's the headline?
Good morning. Well, we spent some time working with a genealogist looking back at Michelle Obama's family's roots in slavery. And what we found was the first link to the white ancestor in her family.
And it goes back how many generations?
So we were writing about her great-great-great-grandfather. And her great-great-great-grandmother, who was a slave girl in South Carolina, who ended up getting shipped to Georgia.
All right. Megan Smoleniak is a genealogist who assisted in the preparation of this article. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
So how difficult is it to trace genealogy in families that are descended from slaves and given the kinds of relationships that took place on plantations and the keeping of records, all sorts of challenges?
Well, when it comes to African-American genealogy, we refer to what's called the Wall of 1870. And what that refers to is the first census that was done post-emancipation. Most African-American families can march pretty steadily back to that particular point in time, but then they hit this wall in terms of getting any further in research. And sad to say, before that point, what you have to do is figure out who the owner was, because that's where any trace of your ancestors are going to be.
And then you're not talking about genealogical information. It's more trade information. It's business records, right?
Right. It's property. It's property records.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, Rachel Swarns, is the fact that, or the suspicion that Michelle Obama has a white relative three generations previous to her birth, any of the New York Times business this morning?
Well, you know, I think it's very relevant, and it really resonates with people because it's so much of an American story. You know, people think a lot about her husband, the president, who is biracial, and about his background. But Michelle Obama's background is very reflective of the reality for a lot of people in terms of this older racial intermingling. So I think it really does speak to kind of who we are.
I have to say, Michelle, reading this story this morning, it almost exactly reflects my own family, which if I go back to my great-great-grandmother, she was, you know, had children, about six different children by five different white guys, one of them a Scotch-Irish overseer. Clearly those relationships were not consensual in that particular case. So for many people with African-American roots going back to the slave days, genealogy is not often a fun journey back to trace our ancestors to the, you know.
It's not like my family goes back to the Mayflower and, you know, sort of the happy trip across the sea.
And then when you're talking about your relatives, I always say, you know, I can trace it back to my great-great-grandmother getting raped by her white overseer, and conversation stops in the living room.
How sensitive is this, Megan Smoleniak?
Well, it's very individual to the person doing the research. It is a harsh reality. And even harder reality is the fact that those white overseers are also your ancestors. But it's a matter of whether you're willing to confront your own personal history. So everybody has to make their own choice about whether they want to go there.
Rachel Swarns, has the First Lady or the White House had any comment on your story this morning?
No. They declined to comment, saying it was a personal matter. And so they did not sit down with us for an interview.
And what would be the intent? And again, we've alluded to this. The idea is that this is a shared experience, and these genealogical records point up a story that is repeated in family after family in the United States. But journalistically, what is the intent of the New York Times in sharing this story and maybe encouraging other people to share their own stories?
I think there's just enormous interest in this historic presidency and in this family, and in having the first African-American family in the White House, and their journey there and America's journey, what brought us here. And I think that's really where the interest lies.
Rachel Swarns is a Washington correspondent for The New York Times. Megan Smoleniak, genealogist who assisted Rachel. Do you have advice for African-American families who maybe want to retrace these steps and, you know, take the possibly emotionally fraught journey back to some of these times beyond the 1870 wall?
Well, the first piece of advice I can get is talk to anybody in your family who's even 20 minutes older than you. Because the paper trail is a little bit more challenging, a lot of times family stories get passed down. I recently worked with the Haley family of Alex Haley fame, and it was because of family story that got passed down that I was able to piece together some information that otherwise would have been about impossible to find. So talk to your elders today.
Megan, I imagine some of these challenges are the same for Native American families as well. Is that true?
Yeah. You know, there's all sorts of ethnicities that have challenges. Actually, Irish is some of the toughest. There's sort of a wall of 1864 for Irish. So with every different type of heritage, you have your own set of, you know, challenges that you're going to confront. But there's almost always a way to work around them. You just have to be persistent.
Well, fascinating stuff. Megan Smoleniak is a genealogist, and Rachel Swarns is a Washington correspondent for The New York Times. The story in our part in The New York Times this morning is the white relatives, the white lineage of Michelle Obama going back three or four generations. Read about it in The New York Times.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.